What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Whether it be podcasts, whether it be actual over the radio, anything, the culture spends a lot of time on football. And we're in Cleveland and we do spend a lot of time on the Browns. But this is part of the reason. I'm not blaming what we do on Tim Kirkjian here, and this is not Tim Kirkjian's fault. He's just telling us the truth. Because what do you hear? What do you feel when you hear Tim Kirkjian talk about the ownership of the Cleveland Guardians? The front office of the Cleveland Guardians is basically going, hey, you can't be that mad at him.
It's easy to say we need to spend a lot more money in order to improve the team, but the Guardians don't have a lot of money. The reason they've been so good over the years is they've drafted and developed players pretty darn well. And Chris Antonetti and his group deserve a lot of credit for the job that they have done with the Guardians. Now, ownership is going to have to get more involved here and try whatever it takes to improve this team. But you're right, they've been pretty darn good. And I'm just not sure that it's really fair to blast ownership and blast the front office for not improving this team when they've done an awful lot of good things the last few years.
It's not Tim Kirkjian's fault. What he's telling us in so many ways because of how he covers baseball is the truth. But it's also the truth that you can go, hey, I only got so much time to be mad before I just give up. I mean, there's plenty of people who've given up on the Browns for that matter, but I'm just saying, like, you have so little time to be mad in your life in the grand scheme of things before you either go, hey, you're going to get me back or I'm just going to give up on you. And in the NFL, this is why, like, Lyme and I had this little mini debate on the phone yesterday about this. The question was asked to me, and you thought it might be summer hack. I think now it's as apropos as ever. We're not going to get a chance to get really into it. We have Lance Reisland coming up at 9:01. But it was asked, what's worse, a really bad Brown season or a really bad baseball season? And there's no doubt about it, a really bad Guardian season, 10, 15, 20 times worse. Because if you have a bad Brown season or you have a bad season in any NFL city, you can talk yourselves into the future and you have immediate gratification. We're going to fire that coach's ass. We're going to bring in a new coach. He's going to be fiery. He's going to win the opening press conference. We're going to have him bring in a general manager. This guy's going to be thinking. He's going to know what it takes to build a team. A lot of people are going to say a lot of nice things about him. Boom, we're moving in the right direction. In April, after my bleepy year, I get myself a brand new player right at the top of the draft. And guess what? I'm going to see him week one. And if he's good, if he's actually good, I ain't got to worry about nothing, and he's going to play for my football team for as long as he's actually good, especially if he's a quarterback. He'll probably play his whole career with us if he's an elite quarterback or until we really can't use him anymore. And then I look at the Guardians and go, man, you have a bleepy year. I got to wait until next June to go get that draft pick. And then I got to wait another 4 years for that guy. And then you could sit there and fire managers and fire guys. It's just a giant rearranging the deck on the Titanic. It's a deck chair on the Titanic, it would seem to so many people. And I can't sit there and advocate firing a guy like Stephen Vogt, who just won manager of the year last year, for crying out loud. And then you sit there and you say, hey, unless I'm in New York or Los Angeles or really Chicago, I'm really just hoping for a chance. In the NFL, you can expect a chance. If you're poorly ran, it's a different story. But you can go, hey, I can start to lie to myself again. The NBA, I mean, as much as we're worried about the second apron now long-term, we'll see how this works out. The NBA in so many ways is the same way. But, I mean, you're telling fans what the problem is with your sport overall. And in a city like Cleveland, in a city like Pittsburgh, in a city like Cincinnati, I don't know, they have problems with the Bengals there. In any of these cities, football just devours. And I can't, it's an insult of insults. As mean as we've been over the last 48 hours to the Guardians, it's the insult of all insults to compare the Guardians with the Pittsburgh Pirates. But they're in the same neighborhood.
But listen, to what Tim just said, he basically took my side of this when
yes,
we were arguing.
Yes.
And he's like, are you guys crazy? Like, the Guardians have been one of the models in all of baseball. And yet fans in Cleveland in this bubble are coming after the organization as if they're garbage, as if they don't try to win. And Tim is like, what? Like, are we taking crazy
pills? You see, that's the problem. That's the problem. Because to Tim Kirchin, he goes, man, they're in the same division as a team in Chicago if they ever got their head out of their ass, which they're selling part of the White Sox, right? Ishby is going to eventually take over. So if they ever got their head out of their ass and started acting like a major market baseball team, look out for them. I know they've tried that once before and it hasn't really worked out. But think about this. He covers it from a New York perspective, a Los Angeles perspective, all the way down to the mid-market, small market teams. And he looks at it and goes, guys, you guys are crazy. Well, if I'm a fan here, I don't care about Paul Dolan's money. And if I can't get mad at the owner and I can't get mad at the front office, then I'm just going to not give a damn anymore. That's the way regular fans are going to see. That's what's killing your sport. Do you not understand? That's what's killing your sport. Do you understand why we don't sit there and argue about who bats fourth and bats fifth every single afternoon? Because fans don't care. Because it's who cares? Put Jonathan Rodriguez out there. I don't give a bleep. Oh, Will Wilson. They don't care. We used to have a lineup when we were playing in the same sandbox as these other teams. Look at the guys who never won a ring in the 90s. You had to bet Manny Ramirez eighth at times. Who'd be a Hall of Famer if he didn't take pregnancy medicine?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Look at that lineup. When you're looking at me, you know the truth. Look at the lineup. Brenda arguing about, hey, who should bat fifth and who should bat sixth? Well, it's against this, and having visceral arguments. Now they don't care in these cities. Keith's texting me about Bobby Witt Jr. No one outside of Kansas City cares about Bobby Witt Jr., and they're just watching him until the Chiefs start up. It's indicative of your entire system. And if fans are being told, you know, you really sound like a bunch of idiots if you're yelling at the owner. Oh, okay, well, that's going to make it even better. Because, boy, they call the ownership on the other two leagues every name in the book when they don't win. That's your problem. That's your problem. So until they get that figured out, then I can sit here and get red-faced about the seasons, and there's still going to be that argument, because that's why, hey, I didn't call you any names earlier this show. You know that. Usually we get mad at each other. Until they do that, there's going to be fewer and fewer people who care about that team over the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, because they're going to go, it ain't worth my time, it ain't worth my anger. At least my other two teams play in a system where they can go out and they can get people. In our city and 27 others, it's just a place that guys can go until a big market team can get them. It was a bad system then. It's a terrible system now. Cool Ray in Bedford, hello.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, first, I listen to you guys every morning, but this comparison is flawed against the Browns and the Guardians. It's flawed for two reasons. One, you're comparing a losing organization to a fairly winning organization. So when you go, which would be the worst, a bad Brown season or a bad Guardian season? We already seen enough bad Brown season. It's all with the losing organization. You should have compared a bad Cavs season to a Guardian season.
Okay, same thing. I can win a lottery. Hell, they've won the lottery, what, four times in my lifetime? Five times in my lifetime they've won the lottery? And then that guy's going to play the next day, and he's going to immediately change the future of my franchise. Now, I got to sit here and hope. I mean, we're clutching on to Travis Bazano, who hasn't played in 8 weeks. And we're hoping that he might be caught up earlier than usual. But everybody wants Chase DeLauter. Wasn't Chase DeLauter a first-round pick in 2018 or 19?
But then here's the thing, don't get caught up with this small market thing. Like, this is why I tell people, like, the small market argument only works for those people who really believe in this crap. Because you got to look at New York, it's 1,000 base. There's so many baseball teams out there, Houston Astros, Florida Marlins, Minnesota, Baltimore. These are all teams who won championships, who got great players, who got all this money. It's not about that. It's just if the owners want to spend money, how much money they got in their pockets, because these players' monies are guaranteed. And nowadays,
The Marlins immediately had fire sales after their World Series.
Baseball is one of the worst organizations to market their players. Any players, other than, you can probably name maybe 10 players, Ohtani or whoever name is, or Bryce Harper, maybe 10 players you can actually name to get marketed. That's it.
Cool Ray, I'm not excusing. But that's part of the reason, is that these guys play in major markets here. He just admitted that Jose Ramirez is one of the best kept secrets in professional sports as a great player. And the other part of this, Cool Ray, is that, again, I'm not making an excuse for the bad Brown seasons past. There's no excuse for that. Thank you very much for the call. The comparison is that I can lie to myself. I can wrap myself in lies about the NFL and say, hey, we'll fire guys and we'll get immediate gratification. We'll get mad and we'll fire them, and then we'll draft another quarterback in the first round and we'll immediately have hopes for the future. In baseball, it's like, oh my God, I got to wait these years to get these guys. And then in a city like Pittsburgh, how about this? You draft one of the premier players, one of the premier prospects of this generation of Paul Skeens, and a calendar year later, they're already debating whether or not that team should trade him. That's good for professional sports. That's good for your building long-term generations of fans. That's good. Okay. Just making sure. Lance Reisling going to join us 9:01. Could one position group be way better than we think? And Michael Stanley, Eric Carmen, Machine Gun Kelly, Bone Thugs and Harmony. I might have a fifth name to add to that Cleveland music list. It's coming up at 9:45 on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.